Zok the Mishnah Baraita, as we come now to the last Mishnah in our Masechta, Perik Yud, Mishnah Tes. HaPesach, the Karban Pesach, Acher Chatzos, after midnight, Metama Sayadayim. Why should it be Metama, one's hands? Well, after midnight, it's nicer. It's after the deadline that we can eat it. The Rabbanan made a gzeira on nicer that it's Metama, a person's hands. That was as an extra incentive to make sure people eat it in time. How do we know that the Karban Pesach after Chatzos is nicer? Zokta Batanura, it says by the Karban Pesach, V'achlu esabasar ba'layla hazeh. And it says also, V'yavarti b'yeres Mitzrayim ba'layla hazeh. And when did Hashem come through Mitzrayim? That was by Makas Bechairis. And the Pasuk says Beferish, it was at Chatzos. So here too, we understand when it comes to the Karban Pesach, according to this Tana, the deadline is Chatzos. So once again, Zokta Mishnah, HaPesach Mekarben Pesach Acher Chatzos, Metames HaYadayim. As the case is, HaPigol, in regard to Pigol, we'll soon explain what Pigol is, V'hanoiser and noiser, leftover Karbonis after the deadline, Metamin Es HaYadayim. The Chacham, regards the one who touches it, becomes Tameh, and that's as an extra incentive that it shouldn't come to noiser. Now what does Pigol mean? If when the Kayan does the Avoida, and we say the Avoida, we mean at any point during the four main parts of the Avoida, Shechita, Kabbalas Adam, Hoylacha, bringing the Dam to the Mizbeach, and the Zrika, sprinkling the Dam in the Mizbeach. If during that time period, the Kayan had a Machshava, he was thinking of eating the meat of the Karban, or burning the Amarin, that's the parts that go up on the Mizbeach, after the deadline, the carbon is pigel. Let's say he was mekabel the dam of a carbon shlamim. How long do you have to eat a carbon shlamim? You have 2 days and a night. That means the day that you shechted, that night, in the middle, and the next day. And the kohen was thinking, he's going to eat the meat 3 days later. So automatically, the carbon becomes pasul. And even though lemaisa, the kohen was just thinking he was going to do it, he never did it. You're not going to use this carbon. And there's a chiyuv karis for using the carbon. That's called pigel. Now, bishlaima, when it comes to noiser, so we understand why Chazal instituted that noiser should be metama your hands. This way, a person will be extra careful. But what about pigel? Why did Chazal make this takana that the carbon should become tame? The Tiferes Yisrael explains, let's say you have a kayin who's not erlich. He doesn't like the person he's bringing the carbon for. And he says, ooh, I'm going to get even with him. I'm going to have this machshava in order to passel that person's carbon. Right away, his hands become tame. The Kohanim were very concerned with Tumah. It made a lot of problems for them. So this would keep them at bay if you had this type of a kayin. Zok the Mishnah Vayiter, Beirach Birchas HaPesach. If he made the bracha on the carbon Pesach, yes, there is a bracha on the carbon Pesach. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu lechel HaPesach. Pater eshel zevach. He doesn't have to make a bracha on the other carbon. What's the other carbon that he would be eating that night? The carbon chagiga, as we have explained. What bracha would you make on the carbon chagiga? Asher kedushanu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu lechel hazevach. Of course, the carbon chagiga we're talking about here is the chagigas leil yudalet that came along sometimes with the carbon pesach in order to allow us to fulfill the halacha of eating the carbon pesach al hasayva. And you're full, depending on how many people you had in the chabura. So in order to be full, sometimes you needed to eat something else beforehand, and that would be the chagigas leil yudalet. So again, if he makes the bracha on the carbon pesach, that patters the bracha on the chagiga. Berech es shel zevach, but if he only made the bracha on the chagiga, le pater es shel pesach. That doesn't patter the bracha that he has to make for the carbon pesach. Divri Rabbi Yishmael, as I held Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva, I'm a loy zupa terezu, a loy zupa terezu. They're two separate brachas. One doesn't patter the other. You make the bracha on the carbon pesach, it doesn't patter the chagiga. And if you make the bracha on the chagiga, it doesn't patter the carbon pesach. So we understand what Rabbi Akiva says. I mean, if you make a bracha on cake, it doesn't patter wine. If you make a bracha on wine, it doesn't patter cake. They're two separate mitzvahs. But what about the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel? Why does Rabbi Shmuel hold that if you make the bracha on the carbon pesach, it patters the zevach? The Tzlach says that according to one opinion of the Gemara, the Karban Chagiga is actually mentioned in the Pasuk together with the Karban Pesach. Because it says, you should shech the Karban Pesach to Hashem, and the Torah goes on to say, sheep and cattle. Cattle? You can't have cattle for a Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach can only be a sheep or a goat. So according to this Hamayda, the Pasuk is referring to the Karban Chagiga that comes along with the Karban Pesach. If the Torah puts the Karban Chagiga in the same Pasuk as Pesach, with the heading of a Karban Pesach, so Mamela we would understand, says the Tzlach, why Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Bracha, the Karban Pesach, should also work for the Chagiga. The Taisus Yom Tov, quoting the Gemara, explains this as follows. How many times do you put the blood on the Mizbeach with the Karban Pesach? Once, on the corner of the Mizbeach. But it's poured. The Kayan stands on the aside or nearby, and he gently pours a drop on the aside. All other karbanas are bezrika. The Kayan stands from the distance, and he spritzes and sprinkles the blood. By other karbanas, it says zrika. By Pesach and Maaser and Bchar, it says yishafech, to pour it. Sakta Taisus Yom Tov from the Gemara, this is the machlokes. Rabbi Shmuel holds that zrika is bechlal shvicha. That means, if a carbon is supposed to be sprinkled on a mizbech, and instead he pours it, you're yaitza. However, it doesn't work the other way around. Ve'ein shvicha bechlal zrika. If you would take a carbon pesach and sprinkle it instead of pouring it, you would not be yaitza. Oy bazai. The carbon chagiga, which requires zrika, is really included in the carbon pesach. Because worst comes to worst, if you poured the dam, by the Karban Chagiga would be Yaitza. And that's why Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Bracha on the Karban Pesach patters the Chagiga. But the Bracha on the Chagiga wouldn't patter the Pesach, because here at Bechlal has no Shaychus. Because if you would sprinkle the dam by the Karban Pesach, you would not be Yaitza. What about Rabbi Akiva? Well, Rabbi Akiva holds whether you pour something that has to be sprinkled or sprinkle something that has to be poured, you're not Yaitza anyway. Both ways. And therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, the bracha on the Karban Pesach doesn't patter the Chagiga, and the bracha on the Chagiga doesn't patter the Karban Pesach. You have to make two separate brachas. Now let me ask you one more thing. Isn't the Karban Pesach the last thing we eat by the Seder? Isn't that the whole reason for the Chagiga, to eat the Karban Pesach when you're full? Didn't we just learn, Ein maftirin achar ha-pesach afikaymin, you can't have any dessert after the Karban Pesach, so that the taste of the Karban Pesach stays in your mouth? So what does this mean? If you make a bracha on the Pesach, you don't have to make a bracha on the Chagiga afterwards. But you don't eat the Chagiga after the Pesach. The Tzlach, that's the Noida B'Yehuda. His pirush on the Gemara is called Tzlach. The Tzlach points out that according to the Rambam, they ate the Karban Pesach twice during the meal. It was eaten at the beginning of the meal, right after the Matzah and the Maror. That's when they made the bracha on the Karban Pesach. At the end of the Suda, they have to leave a kezias of the Karban Pesach to be eaten then. And after the second time, that's when we say no other food can be eaten. Okay, quickly chazring over our Mishnah. The Karban Pesach after Chatzais, after midnight, is metame seyedayim, as the case is by Pigel and Neisser. Chazal instituted a takana that your hands become tummy if you touch it. If you made a bracha on the Karban Pesach, you don't have to make a bracha on the Chagiga. If you made a bracha on the Chagiga, it does not patter the Karban Pesach, as Azayat Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says, neither one patters the other. The Karban Pesach and Chagiga require separate brachais. Baruch Hashem, that we finish Maseches Pesachim. May we be zeicha to chazer Maseches Pesachim, and may we be zeicha that by the next Seder, we should be asking the Manish Tana, the way the Mishnah says we should ask the Manish Tana, including the questions about the Karban Pesach.